flesh anointed by the Holy Ghost. You need to understand that. Jesus doesn't even want you to put him in that place when you see his earthly ministry of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's who he is, raised and exalted, saying, all authority in heaven and earth. Because now he shed his blood, and now he's ascended on high. A man's at the right hand of God in the holiest place, a man representing man. When I go to the Father through the mediation of Jesus, I've got the Father's heart, I've got his ear, I've got every promise, I've got his favor. And that's why I smile a lot. Do you see? Do you understand what I believe? He's there sitting for me. He chose forever to sit at the right hand of God for me, because he knew someday I'd need him. He knew someday I'd come to my senses by his grace and need him. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. Verse 9, that glory may dwell in our land. Watch this. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace. Watch this. Have kissed. Righteousness and peace go together. You'll find it several places in the Bible. You know why? Because when you receive your righteousness, you'll realize you have peace with God. Do you know Jesus was a little baby in a manger? Swaddling clothes, a humble little manger scene. Smelly animals, manure. Come on, be real. Musty old animals. And that's where God had his son birth. God filled the whole sky with angels. A multitude. And they said, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward man. God was so excited in heaven, I believe he got up off the throne and was shouting through the angels to the earth because his son was on the scene. 30-some years yet from the cross, but God couldn't help announce, world, I've come to save you, come to deliver. I'm not moved by sin. I know how bad it's been, but I'm still God. Peace on earth, goodwill toward man. My son is on the earth. 30-some years before the cross. And there's God shouting. Prophesying, excited, not impatient, just excited. That's how much he loves us. He knew in 30 short years, which to God is whoop. I mean, he's been since the beginning. Someday we'll understand that. Okay. I don't have that revelation, sorry. But I know he's God.